Welcome again to the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff from deep beneath the ground in our Revengerous compound. I am Breschvik. With me again are Dr. Tasty.
Hello.
And the Southside Santa.
¿Qué pasa?
So, what have you guys been up to? What kind of revengering have you been doing around the world?
I've been playing Terraria on the PC and League of Legends and Dota 2. And I beat someone up, but he wasn't a bad guy.
That's okay. He probably was asking for it. I don't know what any of those things were you just said, but I wanted to get to some news first. Because if you have some extra money, do either of you have any extra money?
I don't need money.
Because Greece, the country, has just put itself up for sale.
That's a great deal.
Yeah. Actually, it doesn't...
Well, I mean, I guess. Like,
yeah, we don't know how much.
Yeah, you can't really say it's a great deal unless it's like, $5. $5
yeah,
for some Greece.
It's going to be
billions of dollars,
probably.
That's billions of dollars for a country is decent, especially Greece, because you have, like, you have all of the temples, and you have Zeus,
people.
And Aphrodite.
You have all the people,
and
too. Wait,
yeah.
Do you then own
Santa,
the people?
I know how you love those Yiddo girls, right?
You mean gyros? Uh-huh.
Gyros make the world go round.
Yeah, they do. Huge logs of meat that you shave, and I don't know where people get those, like, you know, heat lamp things that they heat them up on, but those things are awesome, and they're in every place that you get them.
So, yeah, they're gyroscopic. The thing is, you're not going to just go and buy Greece in bulk, like wholesale. Straddled with mammoth debts, the government has begun one of the biggest fire sales in history, but they're privatizing things individually. So the police, the tax agency, some of the other branches of government, bargain basement prices as the government struggles to raise capital. Man, you could just, like, buy the tax agency and then lower the taxes on your own business dealings and then use that money to go buy all the other things.
There you go. Get off your ass and go do it.
Why haven't I seen a terrible commercial on television for this?
Great news for people who have credit
done
problems.
By the people that sell knives or, like, jewelry.
We have such crazy prices, you'd think we're going crazy!
Yeah.
We are crazy!
And then you show a picture of the Greek people rioting and setting things on fire. It's a fire sale!
Because we're all on fire.
We need to sell everything now. 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 Now.
I would just buy the police department and then tell them that the only crime is to enforce the law, so they have to just sit around.
Either that or, tell them that the only way for them to be able to get a paycheck is to, in fact, go out and start mugging people.
Yeah, I gave your paycheck to a bunch of random people in the street. You have to go figure out which one.
That's what I would do.
Either that or tell them to go attack the tax agency and then claim it as your own.
My God, think about it. If you ran both the police and the tax agency and then you started a war between them, like, completely arbitrarily.
I would make it a game show and I would call it Greek Gladiators.
It's not even the same. Awesome. So, but we're not endorsing any kind of violence or terrorism.
I kind of am.
You're not.
Serious. This is very serious. In Pennsylvania, a girl was suspended from her school for being a terrorist. She was deemed a terrorist threat by school officials. The 5-year-old kindergartner had brought a pink toy bubble gun and was shooting people in her class. With all this violence in the news and Sandy Hook and all this, I mean, she still was so insensitive to come to school and shoot soapy bubbles at people. She's a goddamn terrorist.
She is. Do you not
she
remember the Bubble Nader?
Shot out of this country.
I agree.
The Bubble Nader.
The Bubble Nader was horrible, man. Oh, man, how many freaking battles did we waste on that
was
guy?
Was he related to Ralph?
Well, the problem was that whenever we would kill him, he wouldn't actually die. You would just pop, because he was all in bubbles. He would just explode, cause a bunch of damage, and then reform into another Bubblenator. And he's still going around, but fortunately we banished him to another dimension. I mean, he was fun for me to fight, but tell that to all those orphan children.
We banish a lot of people to dimensions.
I do on a regular basis.
So the point here is, no matter who you are, don't ever take a bubble gun to school. Or you could summon the Bubblenator.
One psychologist evaluated her and said, "This little girl is the most terroristic threat in Pennsylvania."
I don't know. In Pennsylvania, there was also a riot of school children and their parents at a bus stop. Not just one day, but then the following day after
so
riot,
packed up,
people
went home.
Then got in the exact same fight.
They got on the school bus and peacefully like assembled and then started rioting where they left off.
Exactly. Yeah, it's in Swissvale, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
That sounds like
what
art class.
What's going on in Pennsylvania, dude?
Sounds about
something
right
in
to
the
me.
Water or the air. So, in Connecticut, a priest was found to be at the center of a meth-dealing gang. This is a Catholic priest suspended over allegations that not only was he dealing meth, but he also had sex in his rectory.
He had meth
There's
in his
definitely
butt.
A...
no, he separate allegations. He was suspended for meth dealing and also for having sex in his rectory.
I don't understand how that can be possible.
I see meth in my butt.
Monsignor Kevin Wallen was relieved of his duties after having sex in his rectory. He was relieved of his duties in May last year after complaints were made by his staff at his residence in Bridgeport. Isn't Bridgeport like some kind of upscale like area too? This isn't even like...
It sounds like one.
He should be happy that he was relieved of his duty, because I mean, I can't imagine what that's like for normal people to have
sometimes
duty.
When you're driving around and then you're trying to be relieved of your duty and then you can only find like, you know, a gas station or like a McDonald's, and then you have to go relieve yourself of your
this
duty.
Guy...
in like a really crappy bathroom, and you don't want to end up, but you really have to go. But then you're dancing around trying to get one of those little paper
this
things.
This is
I can feel his pain.
This is from the Daily Mail. It said he was making about $9,000 a week doing this, and that Monsignor Kevin Wallen, age 61, is alleged to have bought an adult entertainment store, which investigators believed helped him launder thousands of dollars in weekly profits. It gets better. Rectory staff are believed to have notified the local diocese after the priest allegedly, quote, dressed as a woman and engaged in sex acts.
But the real crime here is that he didn't use his income to be a job creator, you know, because if he's a conservative, you know, the conservatives are all about job creators.
This guy is not a conservative. Based on what we know about him,
I'm just lumping him in with the religious people, and he should have used his income to be a job creator and created other jobs for people to help him, you know, further his business. That's
either
what should
that
have happened.
Or he could have ended up starting a job training program through the church where they teach people how to. To do that exact same thing.
Some meth?
Sort of like the guy. Yeah, sort of like the guy that's like, you know what? You can buy my book on how to end up making money selling real
estate.
Well,
they said he had a gang, so like he was employing people. He did have some jobs for. I assume he had like kind of street level dealers, and you know, maybe a distribution ring, and he had an adult entertainment store to launder the money through. So he was a job creator, you know. I just think it's kind of funny that to cover up his drug dealing, because that's something the Catholic Church would probably frown on, he opened an adult entertainment store, dressed up as a woman, and engaged in sex acts. That's his cover.
Cover, quote unquote.
Imagine...
His cover was, in fact, to get uncovered.
I mean, what if the meth dealing was a cover for a third, much worse thing? I can't even imagine what that would be.
This should be an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
So many twists.
I'm thinking of the, like, disguise aspect. It's sort of like when somebody ends up, you know, on, like, every cartoon you've ever seen of somebody in disguise, how they put on the really big glasses, the mustache, the trench coat. Yeah, he takes it in a completely different direction. They'll never know it was me. I was dressed as a woman.
There's a picture of him here. He's 61 years old. He basically, I mean, he's not in drag. He's got his little priest collar, which is probably a whole separate fetish. But I'm imagining him in drag. He probably would look like Willem Dafoe in Boondock Saints.
That guy's creepy enough.
Yeah. One more news item for you guys. I think you'll like this. Dog owners. Have you guys ever owned a dog or a cat, had a pet?
Owned in the sense of completely defeated.
Yeah, all right. Same kind of idea. I know you've had dogs before, Santa. Big.
Yep. Not in the biblical sense.
Right. No. Well, we're not going there. We already had our perverted story. This is a little more sweet. There's a bunch of old people who are pet owners. And there's a photo series of them, which I'll send you the link to in the show notes. A collection of owners who have created gigantic, really comfy-looking old people sweaters out of the hair of their dogs. They love their dogs so much that they collected their hair as they shed it and had them weaved into warm winter sweaters and vests.
I actually have an aunt that did that. Not wow. Completely out of her dog. She made it mostly out of sheep she raised and sheared. But she was doing a scenic picture on the sweater and realized that some of her sheep dog fur would end up working.
Yeah, I mean, but we kind of expect sheep to be used for that. You don't normally expect people are going to follow their dogs around collecting their shedded fur.
Shed fur. As long as it doesn't smell like wet dog when they're walking around in the rain, then I guess they're okay.
Yeah, that's probably a risk.
No, I was going to ask if it was just dogs or if it was also cats or like hamsters.
I don't say a hamster one would take forever, man. They'd get cancer and die before you were able to make a vest out of them.
Yeah, but I mean, if you get a bunch of hamsters, those things breed like hamsters.
The problem with hamsters is that they usually end up fighting and killing each other, or eating each other. In the case of my hamsters, which I was glad it happened, because when you eat somebody, when you consume their flesh, you gain their power. But
so if you had the hamsters eat each other, you just eat the last one and you have all their combined power.
And I don't understand why no one like uses this theory to create a supreme hamster warrior race.
I don't know why you didn't just eat all the hamsters. I mean, did it really save you that much time?
No, you have to cannibalize. Okay. You can't eat like if I mean, in the sense of like fitness, if you consume flesh, yeah, you gain muscle. If you have the right workout plan and you have the right diet, mm-hmm. you have the right size like post workout meal. I mean, I don't have flesh; I have pure energy.
So,
but
the hamsters needed to do the like kind of barbaric fights to the death in order to get the maximum amount out of that.
It works a little bit like Dragon Ball Z, okay. The Saiyans. If the Saiyan is beaten within an inch of their life and recovers, they become vastly more powerful. Now, in us, our real power lies in with our cannibalism. So if you cannibalize somebody of the same race, then you gain their power, and you become power compared to, in comparison to the power of the person you consume.
Wait, what was that part about that same race thing? You have to, like,
I mean, eat a the Mexican. Human race, are you aware, the human race, do you know that?
You're talking about, he's saying species.
Species, race, whatever. Okay.
So you couldn't get a hamster and a gerbil and a chinchilla and get the advantage out of that. You'd have to.
No, you just have a whirlwind of blood and flesh.
Or a really good Saturday night.
Oh yeah. As for cats, I'm pretty sure that if you brushed a cat, it would love it. But then if you tried to make a coat out of its fur, it would kill you because it's got a lot more pride than dogs do. So, Dr. Tasty, while you were spending your week playing Illusion of Gaia or whatever, Santa and I actually did, you know, a little thing. We kind of got off our ass and saved the entire dimension a little bit, right?
I don't remember the dimension needing saving.
Well, that's kind of... It was sudden. Would you say it was sudden, Santa?
Yeah, it was more or less sudden. I mean, we were just hanging out. And BAM!
We were down here at the compound, and all of a sudden we got a call.
Oh, yeah? From what?
The Strange God.
Why'd you say it all weird like that?
Because he's strange. You have to say it strange.
Shouldn't I call him, like, Strangey, Stranger, Weirdy Guy?
Strangity.
Go ahead and try to say Strange God without saying it all stupid.
No.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Right now.
Strange God.
Huh, he can do it.
Well, he falsified that premise pretty quickly.
Oh. Yeah, because I'm not a complete idiot.
Hello.
This is the Strange God. I'm actually calling. I'm may I speak to Breshka Penicillin, please?
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, I was calling to inquire about possibly taking residence in your dimension. My name is the Strange God.
Okay, well, there's lots of strange gods. I'll just, can I put you on hold for a second? I'm gonna get a colleague here.
Fine.
Okay. Hey, Santa.
What's up?
I just got this call. He's one of the strange gods. He won't say which one. He won't say what his deal is. He wants to come into our dimension, and he won't really say why.
Well, did you think about, seeing how much money he's got on him?
Hey, that's a good point. I'm gonna bring you in on this call. We're gonna three-way it, alright?
Okay, cool.
Alright. Hey, Strange God, this is my colleague, the Southside Santa. He wants to know if you have any money.
What's money?
I'm gonna take that as a no.
Yeah. That doesn't matter then.
Gold? Yeah, I don't know. Gold?
Gold?
Well, we have precious flesh.
I think
maybe a pound of flesh. Oh yeah, yeah.
What part? I mean, one type of flesh is all right. Another pound of flesh is.
I just don't know. Like he's. I don't know if we should trust just letting in these kind of eldritch abominations into our dimension all the time. Remember the last time we let one in, and there used to be another city in Montana, and now there's none.
Montana. It still hasn't.
Think of a single city in Montana.
Still hasn't gotten good around the, you know, someplace. Or Wyoming.
Yeah. This is what happens when we let these strange gods in. Okay, so there's one. But see, that's because we put a stop to it before it got too bad.
Yeah, but this one's just calling. That's really weird. Normally they, just try to just open a little wormhole and jump on in.
Okay, I'll give him points. He's doing it the right way. You know, he's trying to legally immigrate into our dimension, but we don't know anything about him. That's good. I'm not going to have to use any kind of, like, Hadoukens or you're not going to have to use your Kringle Ray. We'll see if we can do this peaceably.
Yeah, or we should, check to see, he has a job or something. We don't want him coming in here and,
taking our jobs.
Then becoming the guy on the couch.
Yeah, he's like, you know, non-Euclidean deities and demigods come into our dimension and take our jobs that are supposed to be for our Judeo-Christian God.
I think that we should just end up killing him. Right now, I mean, I know that maybe a little bit more hippie version to let him in or whatever, but why don't we just kill him?
I'm not like a bleeding heart or anything, but I do... I don't think that killing it with fire in the eyes just for calling, I mean, that's kind of a...
Come on!
Attention, puny mortals. This is the strange god, and I went into your dimension now.
Okay. Now we should kill it with fire.
I heard that.
He's not even calling over the phone now. He's just turning the entire room into a weird Sonic, like, thing and shooting his voice at us. That's just rude, it's dude! Kind of
creepy that he's taken over the entire room.
Greedy mortals, allow me to convince you why it is a good idea of letting me into your dimension.
Okay.
The reason number one is because I haven't forced myself in yet. Your universe is just asking for it, but I'm being a nice guy and asking first. Second, I will not destroy you if you let me in.
Well, there you go. He says he's not going to destroy us.
I mean, somebody that says flat out as, like, one of the top reasons why you should do something is that you won't be destroyed probably is going to end up being a dick.
I will have you know that the beings in my dimension don't view me as a dick. I am incredibly good. Incredibly awesome and wonderful to be around. That's why I don't have a lot of friends, because our popularity is inversely proportional to the number of friends we have. So the more friends you have, the more of a loser you are, and I have none.
Okay, so you're like a god among gods there.
Of course.
Either that or he's just self-righteous and nobody likes him. So, we should probably leave him there.
Gods like usually do feel pretty righteous.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing. Why do you want to come here? What if you're so great and popular there? Like, why do you want... What's the big deal? What do you want to do here?
I've seen your dimension. I've seen how it works.
Mm-hmm. Gravity and all that, yeah.
It's apparent to me that your dimension... needs some fixin'.
Who the fuck are you?
Don't get so testy.
Well, I mean, I don't tell you what to do with your dimension.
Yeah, you're just coming in here and saying that, you know, our dimension needs fixing? Like...
Well, for starters, your creator gods got your skin color incorrect.
What is it, so you...
My skin is fine.
You're a racist god now?
Racist?
Yeah. What do you mean, what do you mean by that?
I don't think you understand what the term racist is.
In my dimension,
when we created mortal beings, we color-coded their skin to indicate their status as mortals.
I mean, ours kind of did that too, but then we realized that he was a dick, and we decided not to go by that.
Yeah. That's...
So, the mortals in our universe... they have green skin. Now, green means good health. Excellent health, live long, and prosper. And red, that means you're rad.
What?
Rad being really cool. That means you have less friends.
Okay.
And ugget means you are ugly.
The fuck is ugget?
What's ugget? You haven't heard of it.
What the fuck is wrong with your dimension?
What is wrong? What is wrong with your dimension?
I've never heard of that.
You don't have four-dimensional colors?
Only chartreuse.
Apparently,
it's the only one.
Mortals in your universe can't even comprehend the fourth dimension.
No, not really. I mean, time, but we kind of only perceive it in one direction. And
see, that's
limit.
Just... That is just the first... That's first of many things you need to fix. Or that I should be fixing. If I came into your dimension, I could fix that.
Yeah. What kind of... I mean, what kind of program would you have to mutually benefit our dimensions.
Program.
Like, I mean, what are you proposing exactly?
What you got that we want?
It's imbued in prophecy, ancient prophecy from thousands of years ago that you have never heard of.
I don't know. We know a lot of ancient prophecies.
Yeah. Like, joke about your mom.
Yeah. Also, we don't even have creator gods.
What?
Yeah, we got this dude named Darwin. He came along and created our dimension.
Killed God. Yeah. Well, no, he didn't. He didn't create it.
Totally created it.
What are you talking about? He only lived like 200 years ago. He did not create our dimension. How old do you think our dimension
oh,
is?
Oh yeah, never mind. God. Sorry.
Anyways.
Okay, I'll give you a better reason.
Okay.
If you are not yet convinced, which you should be and are not, in the prophecy,
right. Uh-huh.
There is going to be a war. There is a warrior race, which I can channel here, but I do not have the power in this dimension to do that. Now, in your dimension, I heard that you have energy. We don't have energy. We have a different form of matter entirely. And that energy in your universe can't be created or destroyed. Now, considering that, and your universe should be infinite and full of and abundant of infinite energy, I should be able to channel all of the energy I want to create this warrior race.
I don't know. That sounds reasonable. What do you think, Santa?
I think we should kill him.
We're back to this again?
Now, I channel these warriors, they're going to be hungry. Okay? And I will use your useless human beings to feed them. Now everybody will be happy.
Wait.
Your useless human beings will have a use, and my eternal warriors will be fed.
Okay.
There are a few useless I can think of.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
What are you gonna do with the humans that aren't so worth?
Yeah. What are you gonna do with people like us? Were awesome.
Well, you have interesting communication devices like network television. And they can entertain me. Yeah.
And Nokia phones.
I prefer Samsung.
So, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Call me a radical and say that our humans in this dimension don't want to be sacrificed for your horrible eternal hunger. I'm just gonna say that. That's probably the case. You're not going to get many volunteers, and Santa and I are not going to force anybody to do anything they don't want, because that's not what we're about, man.
What if I fed your useless human beings to your useful human beings?
Okay, now he might have something. I don't know about that. What do you think, Santa?
Well, yeah, but we can do that. We can just go out.
Oh, yeah, we don't need you. We don't need you for that.
I can do it more efficiently with all of the energy in your universe.
I'm really starting to question this guy. Like, I don't know why I didn't do this before. I'm gonna go through a few strings. Might take me a minute. Santa, you keep talking. You keep him talking. I'm gonna go check out his dimension.
Alright. So, talk to me about flavors of these useless humans, because you might have some recipes I might be interested in.
Flavors of humans.
Yeah, you know. How do you barbecue yours?
We don't have barbecue in our dimension. We have a thing. Now, you may not be able to comprehend this, so prepare yourself. It's...
Does that involve charcoal and the grill?
It involves annihilating people.
I mean... You can say the exact same thing about people eating bacon. So, I mean, I guess I'm into that. But, you know, how does it taste?
It tastes delicious. I am infallible.
Infallible is one thing, but, you know, kicking back, enjoying a good recipe on, you know, how you prepared a, you know, worthless human. Actually, some words into what you're eating, Mike.
Say you do enjoy one of my ultimate invincible recipes. How will then you expel the waste product?
My body doesn't, in fact, have the technology to expel.
Okay, oh god, okay, alright. Okay, listen, I've seen how your strange gods interact in your dimension now. I went and talked to Dusty. Do you know Dusty?
Yes.
Well, Dusty says that, well, the color thing is true, that colors hurt, by the way. Fourth dimensional colors hurt my eyes. But Dusty says that it's not the case that the fewer friends you have, the more popular or cool you are. He says that actually works the same way it does in our dimension, and you are massively popular.
Dusty's a liar. You can't trust him.
Dusty also has lots of friends who all said the same thing.
Because he's a loser.
Right. Well, they all said the same thing. They're all having a really kick-ass party, and I actually was hanging out there for a while, because time works differently in your dimension, too. So sorry it took me so long.
Of course it does.
Santa, I don't know what to do with this guy, because...
This guy doesn't know how to barbecue.
Well, let me... This guy has a few things that he's not being honest with us about. He doesn't want to create a warrior race. He doesn't want to sacrifice our humans. They have a snack shortage, and he just wants, like, salty snacks. But for some reason, he keeps saying that he needs our human sacrifices instead of just saying snacks.
Maybe he's confused. Is he confused? Actually looking for something?
All right, well, let me fess up to something. And that, yes, I will admit I do want snacks. Now, don't take this as me being lazy or anything, but I just want to channel infinite snacks because Dusty, I was talking to him, and he told me that I could make as many snacks as I wanted in your dimension, but I can't here. So I was going to come to your dimension and make a lot of snacks. And I thought that was a shameful thing in your culture.
It's actually worse to say you're gonna kill a bunch of humans. But you know what? Culture clash, language barrier. You didn't know that.
Many historical figures and world leaders that allowed that to happen, so I thought, you know, it was a popular thing because your race is incompetent.
You know, I can't dispute that. He's got a good point there, but I'm just going to tell you, future reference, if you want snacks, just ask, can I have some snacks?
It actually works out pretty well.
Can't I just make snacks?
No.
Why not?
Why not? Well, I do break the laws of physics all the time. I try not to, but I'm pretty sure there's not infinite energy.
Sure there is. My other old god friend that went into your dimension said there was.
Is that the guy that... Santa, is that the guy that we beat the shit out of that one time?
It might have been.
That's
probably
a different strange guy.
I was wondering what was wrong with him, and he just said he fell down some stairs.
Yeah. I mean, our dimension's a pretty big place.
And we do have a lot of stairs.
We have a lot of stairs and a lot of matter and a lot of antimatter and a lot of energy. But...
And I do punch a lot of people in the face.
Yeah. I don't think it's infinite, though.
My other friend went into another dimension and channeled infinite energy for like a couple of weeks before he decided he was bored. He could probably do it forever. So that makes sense to me.
Well, I mean, that's a different dimension, though, man. I mean, whatever. We have sausage in this dimension.
And if you go to the right place, you can end up getting a all you can eat sausage buffet. Totally not a blowjob joke.
How do you have all-you-can-eat sausage? That doesn't make any sense.
Because we don't have infinite
energy. It's a thing called a buffet.
But sausage... Sausage...
The laws of physics.
...is an incredibly difficult item to prepare in my dimension. First you have to gather an entire race of beings, melt them in a big pot, smelt their melted innards with various ores, smith the ores and innards into a statue, sacrifice that statue to a strange god, and once the strange god gets back to you in 2 to 3 weeks, you have a sausage. And you can download all the files you want with the sausage.
Okay, after you end up then having the sausage, how do you cook it?
Yeah.
Cook?
It's called a dongle in your dimension.
What?
That's why it doesn't make sense to me.
We don't eat dongle. I walked right into that. But I'm not, I hope I'm not speaking for you, Santa, but we kind of feel like you're just being a dick, and we don't want to give you snacks.
Well, you should.
No. Santa, you want to?
I don't know. I mean, this guy's going into a different dimension in order to end up getting snacks. I've driven really far in order to get snacks before, but I've never gone into a different
dimension. When you go like 3 counties over to get to White Castle.
Across 2 state lines.
Well, I could just, you know, go into another galaxy and make the snacks there.
Yeah, that's kind of what you should do somewhere else.
In your dimension.
Here. Yeah. Yeah. I'm afraid we're gonna have to use our combined powers to banish you forever.
You can't do that.
We can because no one likes you, you don't have any friends, and
Everybody likes me.
If everybody likes you, then that means you're unpopular.
No, that means they like me. There is a difference between having friends and having people that like you. In my dimension, if people like you, they're not your friend. But if they're your friend, they don't
Kringle
like
you.
Ray this guy
them.
In the face.
What?
Kringle. Kringle Ray!
And that's how we banished the strange guy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Good one.
That was the dumbest story I have ever heard. I don't believe you.
I don't know. We've had a lot of really dumb adventures and
stories. I was just being facetious. I actually believe you because I was listening in on your phone call.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say we've had really dumb adventures before, like the finite.
Wait!
The penultimate.
You were listening in on that phone conversation, and you didn't either.
Yeah,
help
I
or,
can.
Uh,
I can hear. I can spy on anybody I want because I have wiretaps everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not.
It doesn't
necessarily
really surprise or worry.
It's to keep you safe, reason. Quote unquote. Ignore the quotes.
I can't ignore the quotes. You just said them.
No, I didn't.
Right there.
Well, then But if it's to keep us safe, then I got to go back to Santa's question. Why didn't you help?
You didn't need help, did you?
No, I mean, I guess we did get it. But
fair enough.
Were you listening like real time, or did you go back and listen to it after the phone?
I wasn't really listening all that hard. I was just kind of like had it in on the background while I was. Well, I was playing a video game.
Yeah, Illusion of Gaia.
No, I don't.
Bam.
What?
That's what you play. You play Super Nintendo
games. Now, I'll play a little bit of Mega Man or Mario Soccer, but I won't.
Which Mega Man? Because that is a really good theme song.
Hey, anyway, so sounds like you took care of it just fine without my help. And even if you needed my help, I probably would have just told Hot Knife to do it.
Yep, and that's.
Because he'll do anything you ask him to.
Yeah. Hot Knife.
I love the part where he has a problem with us calling him Hot Knife. That's his name.
Yeah. Speaking of characters from the Revengerist Omniverse, you can go to our wiki, the Revengerist Consortium of Stuff, and find out a lot more about that. Do we have any highlights from the wiki this week?
Well, I was browsing it the other day, and I came across a page called Techno, What You Need. It starts out okay. Long ago, the world's was dark as midnight. There lay a light in the electronic sense of the 1980s. Techno was born. That is what you need, the techno. There is DJ who can give you techno, sound for your ears. He is DJ, the techno. And then there's some links, like a YouTube video and another wiki, but actually, I don't know if this is a story or what, but it immediately goes into this thing that sounds like an advertisement, And I think it's for a club in Enjoy Modern Sound of Techno at Club Retronics every Friday and Saturday evening starting at 8:30. They play a lot of genres. They have $2 jello shots.
Wait. Are we getting paid? Are we getting paid for this advertising on our wiki?
No.
Well, come on, man. Like, we got paid for those Sanrio Nicolas Cage ads. We might as well get a little kickback for this. That sounds like an amazing kick-ass time that you would have at Club Retronics 8:30 with all those jello shots. I think that we should get some kind of kickback for mentioning them.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that guy went. I mean, I don't know who made the page.
Robot bartenders that have been built specifically as perfect mixologists to get your palate wetted.
Yeah, but in order to make a jello shot, you need to end up, making it.
So you have robots do it.
Hey, robot bartender.
You can make jello shots the night before. Haven't you ever gone to a party where there have been jello shots?
I've never been to a party.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly my point. Yeah, you can't walk up to a bartender.
Who needs them?
Yes, you have. We've been to a party together.
I guess I don't know what a party is.
A party is when you get together and you have drinks and you you put on your armor and your weapons and you go out into the woods and walk around in like figure eights until monsters come around and then you beat the monsters up and then you do that for like 5 hours.
You're talking about grinding, like random encounters. Of course, yeah, no, I've done that.
No,
that's
paintball. Paintball.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you take your party and you go to town and you buy stuff, and I call that an equipment party. And then you go and you fight a boss.
Okay, boss battle. Yeah, that's like a party.
Yeah, it's a fun party with a cool guy. Except the cool guy dies at the end.
You say you can do all of this at Club Retronics at 8:30 on, what was it?
8:30 p.m. until 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday evenings at Club Retronics.
Not even Thursdays, the loser's night to hang out, but Friday and Saturday, the winning people's night to hang out.
Yes. And you can also enter a raffle and earn a chance to win a free DJ tour with DJ Techno as he shows you his techno secrets.
And DJ Techno is the original party techno inventor, right?
Yeah, he invented techno.
Wow. I don't know how anyone could miss that or give us money for that endorsement.
Right. But the guys at Club Retronics encourage the use of illegal substances, so watch out for that.
Yeah. I mean, so do we.
You mean like Jell-O?
Yeah.
Listen, if you're trying to tell me that Jell-O should be illegal,
I'm telling you Jell-O is illegal
for a very long time.
I'm telling you Jell-O is illegal in 11 southern states.
Yeah, but that's the South. Nobody really cares about them.
I mean, that they find it seductive and impure with its jiggling.
Well, let's be honest. It is both those things.
Thank God that we're progressives and we kind of have a more liberated view of the world that we can accept Jell-O.
I accept Jell-O for who it is.
So, aside from Club Retronics, which sounds like an amazing time, do you guys have any other recommendations for what people should check out this weekend?
If you want to get your knowledge on, go to the characters page, which is probably found in one of the global sub-navigation buttons on the wiki software.
Yeah, it's on the top tab, the navigation bar.
Yeah, characters. Go to characters, read up on the characters. See which one's the most powerful, and read up on their powers, because that's important. Because if you want a good multiplayer online battle arena experience, you're going to need to know who has what powers, who does like magic damage, who does true damage, and who bases their ability off of like ability power or attack power, and like what items go with what.
We've unlocked David Bowie.
We have.
Yeah, David Bowie's been unlocked. That's awesome.
Well, he's overpowered because that guy just doesn't die.
No, I mean, he's multi-dimensional alien.
No, but I mean, so does he come with the skin of the Gremlin King?
The Goblin King, yeah. That's one of the few forms that he takes when he comes to our planet as Ziggy Stardust, the glam rock god in biological form. He's basically just serving as the mere earthly avatar for his omniscient entity, Starman.
That makes sense. I am going to have a movie moment and talk about something that I have not watched yet. I am going to completely endorse this 100% and say that you should go and spend all of your money on the movie Sushi Girl. I went to the IMDb, read through the cast list, and with these people all in one movie, it cannot be terrible. Check it out.
While we're on the subject of films, there's some rumors going around about the director of the next Star Wars.
How can that guy have both Star Trek and Star Wars?
Now,
my head blew up a little.
Before you overreact, I want to let you know that the next Star Wars has already been made. And what I want you to do is I want you to go to youtube.com and I want you to type in next Star Wars, okay?
I'm already doing it.
And I want you to click on the second link that appears. It's by Bobby Hacker, and it's 7 minutes and 15 seconds long, and it's a great movie. You should watch it. They know a lot about Star Wars. They know all of the things to say. They know all of the Star Wars. So watch it, love it, learn it, and that'll sate you until whatever train wreck J.J. Abrams makes.
I mean, to be fair, it's not like J.J. Abrams can ruin the franchise.
He can make it shinier.
I mean, yeah, all you can do is polish turd.
I mean, we'll see where it goes. But, I mean, this video I just told everybody about is that I revealed.
Bobby Hacker, it's on there.
Is actually the next Star Wars. So just check it out.
And I just want to say, as far as franchises like Star Wars or Star Trek go, if you're saying that these people are just going to polish a turd, it's not really an insult. I mean, who doesn't want their... If you're going to have a turd, who doesn't want a polished one?
Right. That's what I've always said.
It hurts when, like, a peanut comes out of the, like, sideways.
Yeah.
If it all comes out in shellac form, then you're golden.
Nice and smooth, like one of those, like rock tumbler things.
Right, because a relatively large fecal defecation is a trophy, and you should probably display that in your toilet
for a few seconds before you get rid of it. Yes, I agree. Any more shout out? I know you had one more thing you wanted to shout out.
If you're unaware of this, you should probably just kill yourself. But the Sweet Bro and Hella Jeff book is now available for purchase on the Topato Co. website. If you are unaware of it, it's a comic. It's an excellent comic written by a character in another webcomic who is written by a man named Andrew Hussey. Now, it's called Homestuck, and it's on the website mspaintadventures.com. You can read the Sweet Bro and Hella Jeff comic on mspaintadventures.com/sweetbroandhellajeff. So you should get on that.
Doing it right now. So that's it for this week. We'll have some more adventures and reviews and whatever kind of bullshit we have coming up next time. This is Brush Vic with Dr. Tasty and the Southside Santa. Tasty, what's our slogan?
Eat delicious discount pizzas at a discount price at revengerspizzas.net.
Yes. And also, if we can't help you, you're fucked.